some post-Pesach thoughts on the way to Shula's thoughts. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "B'ket b'kadat yischem, v'sasu lechem in Mitzrayim. Go tell, take the zikpen yourself, and tell them b'ket b'kadat. Mitkar dechirna. I remembered. V'oymar eleschem me'ani Mitzrayim, el eretz k'nani. I'll take you there to sell. V'shemulu kelecho, and they will listen to you. V'sasu atov zikpen yourself, melech Mitzrayim. You'll go to Paro, and you'll ask to go out, and he won't listen. V'shlat is, I will send my oisim." And they will go out, they won't count Reikom, and they will borrow, etc. So Rashi swings over here from Veshama Lekelecho. So this is in Shmois Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, is Pekai Pekadati, and Pasuk Yudches says, Veshama Lekelecho, they'll listen to you. So Rashi says, Me'aleim, Mikim and Shetarma Lehem Loshin Zeh, Me'ad Yishma Lekelecho, if you tell them Pekai Pekadati, they're going to believe you. Shekar Simon Zeh Moser B'Yodah Me'Yakov M'Yosef Shalosin Zeh Hei Nigolim. So they already heard that this is the language of the Gula. Yaakov says V'Lakim P'Kod Yivkod Eskem. Yosef says P'Kod Yivkod L'Lakim Eskem. So you say that, they're going to believe you. Good. So Ramban says, doesn't make any sense. I mean, Kleisel knew the Simon. So any person can walk in and say, I'm here, and P'Kod P'Kodati. How is that a Simon? It's a simon which belongs to Kli, so how's the simon? So the truth is, if you look at the Medrash, which it comes from, it says the Medrash says that Kli, so did not know the simon. The simon was given over, the Pirkei Avos says the simon was given over to Yaakov, gave it over to the Shvatim. The Shvatim gave it over to Serach Bas Asher, who was the only person alive still at the time Yitzhak Mitzrayim, from the time when they went down to Mitzrayim. So she heard then that that's the nusach of the Pekidah. Nobody else knew. And when Moshe came and said, Pekai Pekadati, so they went to Serach Basosh and said, is this a good simon? And she said, yes, that's the right simon. So according to that, it's not a kasha. But the Rabban doesn't go with that medrash. Rabban says, the chara that the pshuta was, any person knew about it. He says, maybe you'll tell me Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in the palace of Paro. So he pulled his only person in Klai, so who could use a simon in another word. It's not because the shrach a simon then. Right, so it's a simon which works out of one person out of, you know, the 600,000 men left Mitzrayim, but the simon was a man because we're male chauvinists, right? So simon was a man, right? Right, but there was only 1/5 left Mitzrayim. Right, so there was 3 million men, and for one man, all of Christ will work, nobody else had worked for it. Okay, so God, that worked out. God, it was taka good, but the Talmud over who that should be the simon. Stuker Aryeh says in Echanami that the morale says that they answer the kasha, the Ramban's kasha. He says, not a kasha. It's not saying they will believe you. It says they will give you an audience. They'll give you an audience. Let's see what you have to say. Said Echanami, it's not a haftacha they're going to be believed. The person walks in and he says, Zachar Zakarti. He says, excuse me, I'm sorry, you're not the guy to talk to. All right, the person walks in and comes in with a different lashon and he says, Gol Gaalti? No, you're not either. Person walks in and says, "Pekai Pekadati." Okay, let's hear what you have to say. What are you? Let's hear the next details. Okay, the Kerbet again. It's not Masbiya. There seems to be more to the story. So that's what I want to try to explain that. The Targum translates it to Zachar Dechirno. It's Lashon of Schira. So why doesn't it say Zachar Zacharti? Why does it say Pekai Pekadati? Why is Lashon Pekai Pekadati? Okay. A different question, tried to explain. Going back to the Brisbane of Asorim, there's a few things in the Brisbane of Asorim which really need to be inspired in it. So Avram has a Krisis Bris with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Barashim has Krisis Bris with Avraham. V'yemar Avram Yadar Teda. It should be well known to you. Kigeri Yezerachem Eretz Lo Lehem. V'avadam V'ino Asam Arba Me'ushon. Bershom makes a Krisis Bris with Avram that they're going to be Gerim, Avodim, and Inui. And then the Bershom says, at the end of the 400 years, the Goy which they were enslaved to, I will judge. You're not going to see this in your lifetime. Okay? So, what was the Krisis Brisa? Just partial. Let's get clear. What was the Havtocha that Bershom is promising Avraham Avinu? He's promising him Eretz Yisrael. He's promising that they will leave this servitude and they will come back to Eretz Yisrael, and they'll be Yetzer B'chush Gavol. The fact that there's going to be Geirus, Avdus, and Inui, is that part of the Krisis Bris? So, I mean, but who the Rosh Hashanah offers the Krisis Bris to Avraham, says, let's make a Bris. And he says, the first part of the Bris is, I'm going to beat up your children. I'm going to pulverize them. That's going to be, let's make a deal. I like it, love you very much. It's wonderful being connected to you. And here's the deal. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take all your descendants and I'm going to pulverize them. That's the Shalom Aleichem of the deal. Right? So Abraham says, no, maybe not. You know, can we have other terms of the deal possibly? Like, why is that the Shalom Aleichem of the deal? Why is it part of the Krisis Bris? And why is it important that the Bershom judges Mitzrayim? Okay, it's Mitzrayim. So the Bershom is going to punish the Mitzrayim. Okay, and Nish. Yes, the Bershom has a cheshvan of the Scarborough Einish. He has to punish Mitzrayim. Good, so let him punish Mitzrayim. Why is it part of the Krisis Bris? Why is it relevant to the Krisis Bris? The Bershom tells, I'm being maftiach you, that I'm going to judge Mitzrayim. Okay. Rav says, you know what? Listen, my children are—they're geiris, they're geirim navodim, and they're in the state of being mu'una. Take them out. I need a priest's bris on that. Fine. Well, fine. And what you do? Rav says, I couldn't care less what you do to the Mitzrayim. Who cares what you do to the Mitzrayim? So we're missing something in the understanding of the bris ben basar. The Medrash says over here that the Bershom gave Avraham a choice. He says, your choice is that your children can either go through the Shibud Galus in this world or Gehenim in the world to come. That was the choice they gave to Avraham. And Avraham chose Galus. Shibud Galus. Avraham chose that Galus should have to go through the Shibud Galus. So what was the Shaka Mataria? Like, it's not the two greatest choices in the world. Right? Shiva Golias means everything Klai Yisrael lived through. You know, with all of the pogroms and all of the Holocaust and every single thing which Klai Yisrael lived through, that's one option. Another option is Gehenna. It's like, you know, it's not a Geshmaka choice. What was the Tutsutarim of the choice that Avraham Avinu was choosing? Okay. There's a beautiful piece from Hirsch on Pekoid Yivkoid, the end of Parshas Vayechi. So why talk of Lashon Pekoid Yivkoid? Why Lashon Pekida? Why Lashon Tchira? So we talk about Tchira, we talk about Pekida. What's the difference between Tchira and Pekida? What is talking about the difference between Tchira and Pekida? So the Malbim says that there's the verb of pakad and the verb of zochar. Okay, so schira is the opposite of shikha; it's not forgotten. Pekida is above and beyond the fact that it's not forgotten; that something is going to be done due to that. It could be good or bad. It could be v'shem pakad esora. The Rosh was pakad sora, which means he gave her a child. He didn't just remember her, but he did something about it. Person says, I remember Sora. It's wonderful. Right? It says, Vashem Pokar Sora. Vefkar Avoyna Ole. I'm Poikid the Avoyna means I'm going to punish. It's not just remembering, it's remembering that to do something. So Pekida comes out to be more, it's a stronger action than an action of, it's stronger than Skir because there's something which is being done because of it. So Pekoid Yivkoid, or Pekoid Pekadati, it's not the person who just remembers, the person is going to do something. That's what the Malbim says. It's a little difficult to understand that chiluk 100% vis-a-vis a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what in Mishnah Eliyahu talks about. We talk about Zichron in some Rosh Hashanah. The Russian never forgets. What does the word Zichron mean by Kadosh Baruch? He never forgets. He says, by definition, by Russian, Zichron means doing something with it. Otherwise, it's not a Zichron, because there's never forgetting by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Lashon Mushal. The same way when by us, remembering usually causes a reaction. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of Zichron means he's reacting. So the Chiluk of the Malbim between reacting, which is Pekira, just remembering, really needs a little bit more hezber, because the Baal Bum Pashas alone would be difficult to understand vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu. By human beings, I understand there's Chilukin Schira and Pekira, but by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a little more difficult to understand. Okay. The Bit of Hirsch says, if you're familiar with the Hirsch's Mahalach, so is which all of the philologists and the Bali Diktuk were not very excited about, but that he stuck with it very much, and he was many, many fascinating thoughts based on that. He felt that there's something called that the phonetical cognates. The fact that words sound similar means they have similar meanings. So if you hear the word pakad, he hears in the word pakad the word bogad. That is Chazal. Chazal say that the word, the bays and the pay can be miskalif, and the dal at the end, pakad, bogad. It's the act of clothing. It's the act of cloaking something. Usually you say, we cloak somebody with authority. We put on a beged. Right, that's a siman that now he has a job. He has responsibility. He has authority. Vashem pakad is related to bagad. In one mind, it means to invest somebody with the befitting conditions. To appoint somebody to an office, to place him in a position where he can develop his personality. So that's a pakid, right? Right, the pakid is the fellow, the officer that you deal with when you get modern Ivrit. The pakid is the guy you deal with by the teller, right? He has an authority, he has a job. But if you get him out, pakidim. But over here, it's referring to his official position is his spiritual garment. The garment can be a symbolic expression of the office, and that's why it's used for that. But referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis man, Hashem pakad asarah, it means the Russian invested Sari Menu with the cloak of fate that was due to her. A childless woman lacks the garment, which means her destiny, her activity, her area of endeavor, her job, and now she's been invested with her job. That's what Pekida is. Referring to Klal Yisrael, it has the same idea. Intervening in the course of events arranged for it to get the fate that is due to it, now Klal Yisrael is going to get their future. They're going to get their job. They're going to get their authority. They're going to get their purpose. That's Pekida. There's a fascinating morale. Morale says, you say in Shemoneh Esrei, the paragraph of Al Tzadikim, Al Chassidim, Al Ziknei Amchol Beis Yisrael, Al Fleitaster, for him, Al Geri HaTzedek, Al Leinu. So there's six groups mentioned. Now, Shemoneh Esrei Betzim is divided up really into three sections, and the middle section has two parts to it. There's the beginning, which are the first three brachas are the language of Shevach, praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The last three brachas are considered Hidoah, thanking, and the middle brachas are the brachas of Bakashas. But in the Bakashas, it's Betzim divided into two sections. The first, there's 13 brachas in the middle. Shemeah Tefillah is a Tefillah Kalela, so there's 12 brachas in the middle. The first six are bakashas of individuals. Individual people need das, they need refuah, they need parnasa, etc. And the bakasha of gula you're referring to at the beginning is referring to individual gulas of individual people who have situations which need help. Revan yeinu v'yivar yivenu. And the second half are referring to Klal Yisrael as a nation. Klal Yisrael as a nation, kibbutz galus. Klal Yisrael has to be brought back. We need our leaders. We need the shoftim. We need to remove the mashiach, and we need Yerushalayim. We need Mashiach. It's for Klal Yisrael as a nation. So the paragraph of Al Tzadikim is discussing Klal Yisrael's needs. So obviously, Klal Yisrael needs Tzadikim and Chassidim, Skenim, the Sefer, which means the Talmidei Chachamim. We need them. We don't. I mean, it's wonderful to have Geri Tzedek, but why is that important in the bracha? That Klal Yisrael needs the Mevakesh, the Bracha should take care of the Geri Tzedek. The Rosh should take care of the Tzaddikim and the Chassidim and Aleinu. The Geri Tzedek should be part of Aleinu. But why do we mention the Geri Tzedek separately? So that the morale asks. So morale says, we're misunderstanding the bracha. So the Shor, Chazal, Mesilshon Perek Aleph. The neshama comes to this world and says, what am I doing here? He brings it the most geshmak of salamis. Not excited about them. He says, okay, pizza. Not excited about it either. Right? Money. Nothing excites the neshama. The neshama feels very out of place in this world. The neshama is a ger in this world. Satya Moral. The tzaddikim, the neshama of the people, which are the tzaddikim and the chassidim, taka feel very out of place in this world. They don't fit. The Geri Atzedek is the one which is the marshal to explain to you how you have to understand why we need a special bakasha for the tzaddikim, because they taka don't fit in this world. So how are they going to survive? This world is very uncomfortable. They feel like an outsider in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham Avinu and says, nations are defined by having a piece of land. Nation states, they have a place. No place. So what are you? The Pisgarnish. So they fade into oblivion. They absorb into the country around them. My havtacha to you is that your children will be gerim. They'll go into a country and they won't absorb into the country. They'll remain outsiders. They don't fit. They're the gerim tzedek. They're the tzaddikim and the chassidim. They don't fit into this world. But what happens when you put... If I have a nation, who people who have their land, their dominion, etc., and you come these people which are weirdos, they don't fit. So what's the reaction? They enslave them. They ma'ana them. That is the normal reaction. So Marshall is promising Avraham Avinu that Klal Yisrael will not fit into this world. We are Geri Tzedek. We don't fit. That is the Haftacha. The Avraham Avinu chose for Klal Yisrael, she would go, this means you're going to go through generation after generation and we're not going to find the place which is ours. They're sitting in Mitzrayim for 400 years and they are Gerim. What is the promise to take them out of Mitzrayim? What is he going to tell them? What does he tell them? So he says a funny lashon. He says, what's the ois that the Bar Shem sent you? That's the ois. Right? So Rashi grapples with how's an ois? It's not an ois yet. Usually an ois is I do something that proves something. So the simon that I sent you was the fact that after I send you and you leave, now you know the mafreya that it was really me. That's an ois. So Rashi grapples with what it means. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, I have a pekida for you. I have a job for you now. I have a function for Klal Yisrael in this world. I have a reason why we're here. If we don't fit, so why are we here? Like the Ramchal says, so the neshama says, what am I doing here? Let me just go back home. I'm much happier back home. He says, no, you have a very good purpose over here. You do the mitzvahs, you do Torah. You'll acquire something to take back home with you. Oh, okay, now I have a purpose here. That's pekida. You're being cloaked with a function. You're now giving your purpose. We're arraigning you. So nobody could offer that unless they have the brush of speaking time and telling what it's going to be. You couldn't make it up on your own. You say, yes, God remembered you. All right, that sounds very wonderful. I have this beautiful sermon and God remembers you. That's nothing. That doesn't help Klal Yisrael. They know that's not what it's about. When somebody comes and says, yes, you have a purpose and I'm going to lead you to that purpose and the brush told me I'm going to give you a purpose, you can't offer that. Unless it's real. The famous Maaseh Noda B'Yehuda. There was a Maaseh Noda B'Yehuda. Person, marriage in the city. Young man from out of the city comes and marries a woman from the city. Right after Shabbat Brachas, he disappears. He's gone. Woman's an aguna. She has no get. She doesn't know if the husband's alive. He's dead. She's stuck. For years, she's stuck. One day, many years later, somebody comes up and says, he's the man. He's the husband. So, If he's the husband, beautiful. If not, it's a terrible avera. So you have to be mavari. Is he the husband or not? They start asking him simonim. You know, this simon, that simon. He knows everything. But the woman, Epizvos, felt it. She thinks it doesn't make sense. It doesn't feel right. So she told her father, it doesn't feel right. The father goes to Neder Behuda. And Neder Behuda says, okay, I have an etzah. He says, Shabbos, you'll go with him to shul. And as you walk into the shul, you'll get busy. Get busy and tell him, you know, go to the seat and I'll be with you in a minute. I have to take care of something. If they pick this up, so they get into the shul. He tells the fellow, go to the seat. The fellow says, I know where the seat is. We know where the seat is. We Shabbos Shabrochas, we set the seat together. I know where the seat is. Kitzur, it turns out he was Taka, a rami. He had met the real husband somewhere in his travels and who knows where. He had this idea to take the woman for himself. He pumped the husband for information about the family and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But this he didn't ask. So they asked the interviewer, how do you know? This says, Ramoyim, don't think about Rukhni Yistik issues of where, which seat you sit in the shul. That's not his thought process, you know. His thought process is, you know, details, money, this, that, with their relatives, to think where you sat in the shul, that's not what Ramoyim think about. He's thinking about doing the variation Z. He's not thinking about, and which seat do you sit in the shul? Like, really? So the rabbi comes in, he has a simon. Says, the simon is, God has a command for us, he has a purpose, he has mitzvahs. That's not what Ramoyim think about. They don't come with Bukhar Pekadatis. They come with the Zakhar Zakharatis and Golgaltis and Altsting, not with Bukhar Pekadatis. So the simon that the Rosh Hashanah says that I sent you is like you could tell them, I'm telling you we're going to come out and go to Har Sinai, where we're going to go, exactly what we're going to do, how we get to Torah. Ooh, now you're talking. So you're not Gerim anymore. So the Pesukim, the beginning of Parshas of Eira, the first says the Gevaldik Nusach. He says, there are three stages of the process of the priesthood of Masorim. There's Geiris, there's Abdus, and there's Inui. The Russian will, they went, first there was Geiris, then there was Abdus, and then there was Inui. The Russian says, I'll take them away one at a time. I'll take the last one away first. I'll take you away from Mitachas Sivos Mitzrayim, the unbearable burden of Mitzrayim, the Inui. I'll remove the Abdus. And I will beguile you. That's the opposite of Geiris. The opposite of Geiris is that they have nobody. There are nobodies. They're aliens, illegal aliens, which can be deported at any moment. They have no rights. He's a goyel. He's the relative which stands up for his down and out relative. That's a goyel. Parshas Bahar. And that means I'll take you as my nation. Which means, Rashi said, that's referring to Matan Torah. When I've taken you out as, you're no longer Gerim, because you're my relative, I have a Geula for you, you're my relative, now you'll get the Torah. It's Dal Shana Shal Geula. That's the fifth pasuk. Why don't we say that? Medrash always says Dalad. Medrash, multiple of Joshim say Dalad. That's not the Geula. That's the next step. You're no longer a Gerim with no function. You have a Pekita. You have a function. You have a purpose. The Russian promises of Rav Avinu, you shall know your Doi Tei. The best promise I can ever give you is Klal Yisrael will not fit into this world. Vehi sha'am de la v'senu v'lanu, that we don't fit. You know what? Kept Kleisel going. That's what keeps us alive. That the nations say they don't want us. Nations say we don't fit. Because we don't fit. We're not Olam Hazedek people. We're Gerim. Does Kleisel understand this? It's a hard question. Very difficult to understand this. Verses, I'll promise you you'll understand it. How will I promise you? When Klal Yisrael will see the punishment of the Mitzrayim, the Makkos, and they will see the precision of the Makkos and the perfect precision of the Makkos, they will understand with the clarity the Rosh Hashanah knows every single detail and he has total control over the world. So what was he waiting for? Moshe promises that they're going to see the Makkos. One Moshel. By Sardeya. Okay. Bershom says, "Don't tell Paro, right?" Let's say we're measuring the nature of human beings when we measure something. Think about it, right? I'm measuring buying grain. I'm a wholesale merchant of grain. I'm buying grain. I'm buying grain in the multiple tons. I'm buying 10 tons of grain. Do I use a scale which gets it down to the last ounce? It's an extra 15 pounds? Nobody cares, extra 15 pounds, 20 pounds. That's not what we're measuring. We're measuring 20,000 pounds of grain. So extra 15 pounds is irrelevant. I'm in a store and I'm buying 50 pounds of flour. Extra 15 pounds is a major issue. But you know what? A pound off doesn't bother me. I'm buying a 5-pound bag of flour. An extra pound is pretty strange. But an ounce? Okay, well, I'm not buying an ounce. I'm buying gold dust. An extra gram, I'm not buying it. The smaller it is, the more machbad you are. The larger it is, the less machbad you are. Do you know what Tzerdeya was like in Mitzrayim? Picture what Tzerdeya was like in Mitzrayim. According to the Medrash, there's two sheets of the Medrash. One Medrash says that every makkah was for 3 weeks long, and the hasra was for 1 week. The other one says no, the hasra was 3 weeks, and the makkah was for 1 week. Okay, so let's say it was 3 weeks of Tzerdeya. So first of all, the sound of Tzerdeya. There's no moment you weren't hearing sound. And they jumped at them. You know, it's like the house of horrors. Like you move and jump, and all the thing goes right in your face. Every moment. Because I'll say that these Sardaya had claws. And they clawed themselves into the bodies of human beings. And people died from it. So who's taking care of it? Yeah, you're going to take care of it. Well, the Sardaya is you're going to take care of it. So there's dead bodies all over Mitzrayim. Corpses rotting for 3 weeks. So everybody's out in the field taking care of the fields. The crops were rotting. Nobody was taking care of the fields. The Gantz Yitzrayim fell apart. And Paro got it 2 minutes earlier. They went to Paro first. That's what Rashi is saying. Does it make a difference? 2 minutes earlier. Right? So we dropped 17 atom bombs, and he also got a firecracker also. That's no shit in Rashi. Yes, because the Bereshit was perfect. And Kleisel saw that. The precision of the din was mind-boggling. So what did Rashi wait for? Because we needed to absorb the fact that we're Gerim and we don't fit. Because if we ever think that we fit, we're not going to survive. V'hi sham d'la b'sinim alone, what survives is the fact that we don't fit. We're not the same as the all of the Goyim. We're not defined by a piece of land. We're defined by the fact that we have a pekida, we have a job for Tekadosh Baruch Hu. We're defined by the Bereshit takes out of Mitzrayim because he's going to take us to Har Sinai to give us a function and a purpose. And otherwise, we taka don't belong here. We're the tzaddikim and the chassidim which don't fit in this world. So immediately after you see Mitzrayim, the Kaiser starts counting towards the Matan Torah because there's no purpose. It wasn't independence was the goal. Because what do we accomplish? So we gear him somewhere else. What's that? What's the function of that? What's the purpose of that? So we'll schlep to do, schlep to dorten. It makes an afkamino. Mishlepsuch. Well, if the goal was independence, you know, that's not the goal. The Roshim is Rosh Legerim. Abraham Avinu is Rosh Legerim. He's the first gear. He's the first person who's Avraham Ivri. He stood on one side and the whole world stood on the other side. Because it didn't fit. There's no place for him. Eretz Yisrael is the place for Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael fits with the Pekidah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they go out Berchush Gadol, the Berchush Gadol of Torah. Then they can go into Eretz Yisrael. Brothers, what claim do we have in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is a hechatimsa to take this relationship and express it. I hadn't scheduled the shmooze specifically for tonight. That should be dafka on hay here. But there's a message here. We should never lose sight of the definition of Klal Yisrael. Our definition. Ourselves. We talk our gerim. If you want to know why the goal of the Zionist theory was when we have a nation and we'll be like all the nations will respect us and stop hating us, hasn't worked. Because that's a toast. We have to be the outsider. We have to be the nation that doesn't fit. The only schus that we have to fit is when we take our pekida seriously. We have a right to walk on this earth and be earthlings is because we take our pekida seriously. And tavdin l'shalakim al ha'ar hazeh. Then we have a right to Eretz Yisrael. And I don't find this on the secular Jews. How are they supposed to know? But a person sits in a yeshiva, he learns Torah, he has to understand that the defining element, the function of Klal Yisrael, is the Pekidah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person gives us directives. That's what learning Torah is. The person is speaking to us and giving us direction. He's giving us a purpose. He's giving us a function. He's giving us a right to exist in this world. And when we do that, we have a gula with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's our goyo. And Klal Yisrael has been zoicha to all the generations to not fit amongst the umayis, to be the outsider. And the umayis looked at us and said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Good kasha, because the takmi don't belong here, because we're talking the geri tzedek. We're the geri which don't are the ger, the neshama is the ger b'alam hazeh. But that neshama, which is the ger b'alam hazeh, when it uses b'alam hazeh for the right purpose." It becomes a mokum which is not nimas to it, not a place which he finds repulsive, an abomination, but it's nechmad. It's so desirable. I'll finish with two thoughts. Goyin says before the Gemara's Nifter, and he started crying. There's only Goyin. What's he scared of? He's not scared of anything. Olam Haba, his Olam Haba was Ad LaHafli. He had Munah Shlema, the Neshama's going to go there. He's crying, he says, we live in a world that you can spend a few pennies and buy a pair of tzitzis and put on a pair of tzitzis, and that mitzvah is shoko like all of the mitzvahs. So for a few pennies, you can climb all tiger mitzvahs. No, how about you can't do any mitzvahs? So I shouldn't cry that I'm leaving such a precious world. Okay. I'm not holding by the Vilna Gaon's sitkas. Maybe we can say it in terms which relates a little better. I had this machshava, the Sa'ara. I've had it multiple times. Different versions of it. Yeah, I supply the hot cups for the Rebbeim's, for the Yeshiva Gadol office, which is also the Rebbeim's office, which is also the Yeshiva's office, which is the high school's office, which is the whole world's office, you know, down the hall, right? So I have the cups in there. Everybody, you know, comes and takes cups. And now there's a shortage why I like having a hot cup also, but you know why that should only take for myself. So I'm sitting one time in the office and there's one cup left. And I know Rebbeim's gonna walk in a minute and want a hot cup. And I get there first because I dive in early and he comes later, And I want a hot cup, you know, but Rebbeim is going to want a hot cup. So I said, you know what? I'm leaving the hot cup for him. You know, I'm not such a big tzaddik. He says, but you have to understand something. If I take the hot cup for myself, I have a hot cup for myself, and it'll last for the time it takes to drink the tea or the coffee. If I leave it for Rebbeim, I have a hot cup forever in Shemayim. I made it to Nitzkiyus. I use it for a mitzvah. So I have this hot cup forever in Shemayim. Now, what do you do with hot cups in Shemayim? Basic nisht? I don't know, but we'll find out. But I can make a nitzkiyus. Why should I make a nitzkiyus if I can use it? There was a bacher in yeshiva. It was a little bit in a sad mood, whatever it was. So I went down to CVS, and I know he likes those little magnets with the poems on it. So they cost like $1. So I bought one. It came at the yeshiva. I gave it to him. So his face lit up. I remember thinking to myself, you know, taking a bacher who's sad, taking a human being who's sad and making him happy, is much a nitzchius. You've changed the person. That's there forever. If not in this world, but the tzchar is an olam haba. It's in such a precious world that we live in that we can take a dollar, which is so physical. Dollars are so physical. There's so much about gashmius, and make it into something which is ruchnius, which is nitzchius. Don't we live in such a beautiful world? That's such a geschmack of welt that we live in. That we can take physical and make it real. Right? Food lasts from the time you put it into your mouth to you swallow. That's the whole time that food lasts for most of us. Because our main goal isn't filling the stomach. The main goal is the geschmack of the food. So it lasts for not even a second. But when you're careful to make sure that the guy next to you has something to eat, it lasts forever. Isn't that such a geschmack of world that we live in? Such a geschmack of health. That's the difference between people which fit into this world and the people which are geyrim in this world. The neshama says, what am I doing here? So what are we doing here? It's the most geschmack of place in the world. Because you can do something with it. It has a purpose, it has a function. When we remember that we are geyrim in this world and don't define ourselves by Olam Hazeh, we are only visitors here. We do not live here. We're aliens. We're on a journey to get to something much higher, much greater. And the purpose of the trip is to give us the wherewithal to get there. Then we understand why we're here, what we're supposed to do with it, what we're supposed to accomplish. And that's the excitement of waiting for Shavuos, of Matan Torah, to get our itinerary of what the function of using this world is for. To get the direction book. To know how to use the world properly. We can take it and change it from such a lowly physical reality into the most real reality of ruchnius, of function, of purpose, of godliness. That's sphira. That's awaiting shuas. That's tavdanus l'kibbal harazeh. That's pakayt pakadati. That's what defines us.